Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions. This is your host, Jorge Gonzalez. This is the program where we invite and have dialogue with business people and professionals in terms of hearing about their past or their experiences and exchanging that experiences to see how we learn from them. My guest today is Ernesto Di Gregorio. Ernesto, good day. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jorge? Thank you for bringing us.
Well, a pleasure. Ernesto and I go back quite a while. I was the attorney for a company in the exemption area, Ecolift. Ernesto is the founder, owner, CEO of Ecolift Corporation. Ecolift, tell us what Ecolift does and what we did together. I think it was kind of fun. So tell us about Ecolift, where it started, why you started in Puerto Rico, and where you stand right now. Big question.
Yeah, it could be long too. Ecolift goes back to 1998 when we began working on what it would be a company dedicated to promote and attend the helicopter industry in the Caribbean. Back in 1998 when we created in Puerto Rico.
Seemed like the other day, man.
It's been a while. It's been a while. I was based in Miami, pretty much doing something similar, always related to helicopters, but this was a unique opportunity in my life to create an organization that would really combine the aspects of selling the helicopters and maintaining, which lately became rebuilding aircraft, helicopters. So why Puerto Rico? Well, it seems obvious to me, the answer. It provided, at the time, it provided space, it provided the logical place to be able to interconnect with the areas that surround the Caribbean. Being a U.S. In any way, a U.S. territory, we were able to not only fly to the all the areas that we needed to fly using the local hub, but also to promote business because of the simplicity or to a degree predictability of doing business in U.S. With the currency, with the laws and everything else.
You were given the distribution rights for Puerto Rico and part of the Caribbean, not
yes.
all the Caribbean, like Dominican Republic. You were not was an exception, I think. As
yes,
I recall.
The exception at the time for the selling side of it
right.
Was obviously Dominican Republic. They've had a salesperson there for 30 years at the time, and obviously Cuba. We were not able to
not
do business in Cuba.
As an American.
Another exception was Trinidad, but everything else they gave us the power to promote sales. When I say they, is the company we work with, which is Bell Helicopters,
right?
Throughout the Caribbean. You may not remember, we went to Guyana.
No, I remember Guyana. I said Suriname, but it was Guyana.
Yeah, it was Guyana, and it was a it was a trip to look for business and also to show our ability to be in a place that was not Puerto Rico. And I think we managed that very well with the kind of meetings and the outcome of that in terms of knowing what was happening there.
Right. And Ernesto, you're originally from Venezuela.
I'm Venezuelan.
And your former wife was in Venezuela. And in the States, you were in a partnership with someone in the repair of helicopters? Or did you own that company, or you were an employee?
No, in the States, prior to coming here in 98, I lived in Miami for 10 years. Basically, that was my entry into the United States market to a degree. I was working in, I had my own company in Venezuela, dealing with the tuna industry and fishing tuna with helicopters always.
Right.
And then the opportunity came where I could invest in a company in South Florida, which I did.
But when you were in Venezuela, the tuna industry used helicopters to do fishing? To locate?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
okay. So you were more helicopter pilot, operator.
It began like that, and then it ended up being a big operation with eight or nine helicopters
wow.
flying 3,000, 4,000 hours a year, and the remote areas all the way from the Pacific to, you know, the Caribbean.
Wow, I didn't know that part. That's interesting. I know you piloted helicopters,
yes,
and that, and you still do, and all. You still owe me a ride, by the way.
By the way, I owe you a ride.
We're gonna go to Cañon San Cristóbal.
True.
But anyway, guys, that's not beside. But in terms of moving then from that decision, you're in Venezuela and doing well, you decide to go and take a job and work in Florida. That was, that did that change, that change of, now you're looking back Venezuela, you're glad you moved to somewhere else. But at that time, you know, back in the, no, we were talking about 88.
We were talking 88,
88,
exactly.
90,
88, 89.
Your decision to go to Florida was, losing faith on in Venezuela, or just you had a better opportunity at other change? What was the reason for the move?
Some of my friends called me a visionary because I left my country before this mess that we have today. But no, it was more of a result of the opportunities that there were at the time, and the opportunity to grow. And to explore other markets and have other relations, which ended up being well. Miami was a 10-year experience,
right?
And that allowed us to look into the next opportunity, which ended up being Puerto Rico.
And in Venezuela, you were the owner of this fishing industry, or a partner, or you were?
I was the owner of the helicopter
fleet
side,
okay,
of the tuna industry. I was involved with the helicopter, obviously,
so.
And we would have a small fleet of aircraft, and we provide their boats with the crew and logistics, and all they wanted was to have an aircraft to fly,
right,
and whatever was needed to fly in order to catch the fish.
Okay, but your role as a business owner, you had that experience,
yes,
already in Venezuela, and for quite a, how many years were that?
Those were like 7 years.
7 years, okay.
Seven years.
And then in Florida, it was also as a partner, as
yes,
a business owner,
yeah,
with a partner, or by yourself?
Well, it was with three partners at the time.
Okay.
And I invested an amount to be able to, be part of the firm, and I ended up buying the entire company, not because I was looking for a better business, but that was one of my lessons, that the company was not doing so well, and in my spirit of a fighter, as I was and I still am in many aspects, I had a chance to bail out. The company was not doing well, and I decided that I would buy it and work on it myself. All the signals were to bail out, jump, and I didn't do that. Lesson.
And were the partners, you were having problems with the partners, you're not seeing eye to eye on what had to be done, or when you decide to buy them out, or they weren't that enthusiastic about moving the thing forward?
It was a simple, I can call it simple, we were three partners, and that ended up being two partners. My other partners were Mexicans and myself. And a point was reached where they said, "Nah, let's not do this. Let's close it. Let's do something else." And I said, "I want to continue.
Okay,
I want to
okay,
continue doing
okay,
it. So
okay,
sell me your part."
Okay.
And that's what it was.
Okay.
It was a friendly,
It was just a question of shutting down versus going, and you decided to go.
I decided to go.
You were the stubborn, persevering.
To me, I call it, that was a lesson of my life, because that was a mistake
from
the financial standpoint.
Yeah.
Not from the educational standpoint.
Right.
I basically learned a whole lot of lessons that I've been able to apply here, but by failure more so than by going to the university in that aspect.
Right. And what business was it in Florida that you had?
It was strictly service.
We were doing service of
aircraft,
and
the majority was actually selling spares.
Okay.
We were dealing with probably 400 to 500 customers in the region, from all the way from Canada down to Chile.
And were you representing Bell at that time?
We were a service center for Bell.
Or Bell, okay. So you had that developed that relationship,
yes,
with Bell.
Okay. Oh yeah, we had a relationship.
So it was a good step towards where you ended up. Okay. Well, listen, Neto, let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm with Ernesto Di Gregorio. He's the CEO, president, owner of Ecolith Corporation, that distributes and repairs and rebuilds helicopters in Puerto Rico. And we'll find out a lot of areas.